Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
At least 9 tornado touchdowns have been confirmed in last week's severe storms, and we could see more of the same in the coming weeks. Back with us this morning, AccuWeather's long-range expert Joe Lundberg. So, Joe, what patterns are you watching for, especially later this month?
Well, the concern that as we finish out April and go into the month of May, that we're going to see an upper-level trough that will be centered more over the Rockies, and that puts us in prime position for disturbances to come out of that the base of that trough and across the plains, tap into some warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico, and have several rounds of strong to severe thunderstorms. And we're going to see that play out really beginning this Friday and lasting through the coming weekend across the area.
Talk about some of the risks with this severe weather. I feel like in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, we've seen more hail. We've definitely seen a lot of tornadoes as well.
Yeah, I think all of those things are going to be in play. At this time of the year, the risk of tornadoes is probably reaching its apex, its highest point. And if you look at statistically when tornado frequency is at its greatest, it's rising exponentially during the month of March and April, reaches its peak in the month of May. So we're going into prime tornado season. And we may not necessarily be in the heart of Tornado Alley, but we're not far from it. And the ingredients to get tornadoes, you've got to have a lot of instability in the atmosphere, a lot of overturning, and differences in the wind with height. You know, you might have a southerly wind in the low levels, and aloft you may have a southwest wind or even a west wind. And that rotation of the wind with height is one of the things that contributes to tornadic thunderstorms. And we see those types of ingredients in play pretty often at this time of the year. And unfortunately, it looks like that setup is going to manifest itself over the next several weeks across the area.
What about in May? What happens then?
I think the first half of May is probably going to see, pulses of this. There may be several days, like we go into the early and middle part of next week, it looks relatively quiet across the area. So the first few days of May may be pretty quiet. But as we wrap up the first week of May, go into next weekend, it looks like the setup may repeat itself. A disturbance comes in to the West Coast, works its way from the Northwest down into the Rockies, and then comes out across the plains. And that could cause another ignition of thunderstorms. And I think there'll be a couple more of those disturbances through at least the middle of May before maybe the activity tries to shift a little bit farther east over toward the Appalachians in the southeast U.S.
I was reading through an article that AccuWeather had done, and I'm curious, it mentioned things like the warming of the Great Lakes as increasing some of the severe weather threats, in the broader region. Explain how that has an impact.
Well, the Great Lakes, if they're pretty cool, when thunderstorms hit them, they try to tap into that. The air might be sitting over the Great Lakes, and if it's much cooler, it may have a stabilizing influence on those. But if the water temperatures get warmer, then it can actually enhance thunderstorm activity, and that's more of a concern as you get deeper into the summer season, typically more like July and August, when water temperatures are at their warmest. But if they're warming a little earlier than that, that might extend the season more toward the front side, late May and into the month of June.
Joe Lundberg, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.